Power Sports Worldwide. Monday to Friday weekdays.
All right, so final stretch, the Friday edition of Marama Sports Worldwide right here. But we leave the best for last, eh? And if you've got a little baby girl who just wants to play football, but you just kind of doubt that she can play, and not just play, but play abroad and actually make a living out of the game, well, perhaps you should reference our next guest as an inspiration. Let her story show you that girls too can play this game pretty well. Now, the special guest is so damn good. Many say that she's way better than her male counterparts. I kid you not. In fact, her fans feel that she's an answer to Bafana Bafana's woes. Hey, let's not get there. But we're not getting into that conversation at all now, are we? Because she's certainly a catalyst in Banyana Banyana's side. And she just keeps shattering the ceiling. Linda Mutlalo. Back of yet another major move. Live from Scotland. What an honor, what a pleasure, what a privilege. Champ, good evening.
What an intro. Good evening, how are you?
I'm very, very good. Please tell me I did not lie. What did you feel while you were listening to that?
You did not lie at all. That is all the truth. You did not lie.
That's why I call you champ, because that's exactly it. I just hope you don't come back home sounding like the Scottish people, because I would have no clue what you're saying. I don't even know how you understand. But they speak English, though, at Glasgow City, don't they? Yes. Firstly, congratulations, man. I mean, this is a major, major move.
Thank you so much, Rob. I mean, it is time for me to move, and this is it.
You know, I don't know what's happening, though. Linda, you know what? We can't waste such a great conversation, potentially. So we're going to park that for a second and hopefully get her back on the line sounding clearer. Because she is South Africa's inspiration. If you missed the news, has signed for Glasgow City. Midfielder. Our Ronaldinho. But we want her sounding as good as she plays. All right, let's head back to Glasgow City midfielder Linda Mutlalo, and let's get her hopefully sounding better than she did earlier on. Linda, just what has it been a week now? What's it been like? What's been the major difference for you since settling into Glasgow?
Yes, it has been a week since I've been here, and I'm adjusting slowly but surely. And I mean, you know, the accent is just something else, but I'm adjusting pretty well, so yes.
And you know what, I'm going to take you back, because you know, some of us have been fans of what you do for a long time. We followed you wherever you've gone. Let me remind you of this moment.
Marama Sports Worldwide.
Linda Mutlalo, Banyana midfielder, 2-year contract to be in Sweden, my friend. Hey, what's going on?
It's a dream, I must say, because I've been signing a year contract all along, so now I get to have a 2-year contract, so I'm very happy.
What's different this time around?
I'm going to Europe. I'll be able to play UEFA. The league, that side is very competitive, physically very strong, and as you know, I'm just a tiny little girl, so I just need to be mentally and physically prepared.
Who was there? Stephanie Malherbe?
Stephanie is still there. I still have a South African friend, and I think there's a Ghanaian, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
So there's an African flavor there.
You're thinking of your Kasi flavor already, yeah?
Yeah.
Marama Sports Worldwide, Monday to Friday weekdays.
You remember that?
I do remember that. I remember.
Yeah, so we've been stalking you for a while, though, but I think in all your moves, whether it was with JVW, which is pretty much where Janine and yourself spend time, you know, going to Glasgow now, she's obviously made her footprint. We talk about your move when you went to United States of America side, the Houston Dash. I think you spent a year in China with Beijing Phoenix, and then you went to Sweden. Now, Glasgow, this moving around to quality football sides, what does that mean to you, Linda, as far as your growth and development?
I mean, it all started at HPC. HPC has opened doors for me. And, I mean, moving around the country has been a really great experience. I get to learn different cultures and making new friends. And in that way, it shows that South Africans have talent.
Do you believe, though, that when you go to Glasgow, what your expectations are? I mean, we were listening and playing out your interview that you had in your introduction there, and you were talking about, you know, the Ronaldinho effect and what they call you. In Randfontein, for example, are they going to give you that freedom? Do you feel that a team like Glasgow will allow your star to shine, your dribbling skills to come through? Or do you feel that you might have to play to a certain format?
I mean, according to the way the coach has explained everything to me, I feel like I'm going to have a free role. I'm just going to enjoy myself. And people will definitely see the Randfontein Ronaldinho, definitely.
Well, I love that, because then it means you're going to be shaking things up in Glasgow. You're going to be winning many fans pretty soon as well. The reception so far, tell me about that.
Man, these are nice people. They're very, very nice people. I mean, I got in the locker room and I was already telling one of my teammates that I'm going to teach her how to dance. It shows how friendly they are here, and it has been amazing.
Yeah, hey, siyakwazi, hey, umajayiva, hey. So we know that. I mean, you bring that happiness factor and index into any team. But I think everybody who saw you scoring that winning penalty in the semi-final during the women's AFCON campaign will know what dancing is all about. But do you believe, though, that there's an appreciation for what Africa brings, though, Linda? I watch women's football grow so much. I watch you. I see Jermaine. I see growth. I see when you come back for the national team. You guys are like a cut above the rest. Do you feel it when you come back into camp that, you know what, I've been sharpened. I'm a better player now.
Yes, I do feel it. I mean, here, week in, week out, we learn different things and with different how do I say it? It's not just the coach. There's a lot happening on and off the field. And when you take that and take it to the national team, you can see there's a difference. So I can say that we are learning a lot this side, and we're taking it to the national team, just to add value in the national team.
Will this weekend be your first game?
Yes, it will be my first game, and against Rangers, one of the best teams in the league.
Aren't they the defending champions?
Defending champions. What a way to start my journey here.
Does that make you nervous, excited, playing such a big game in your first match, in your debut game?
I mean, I'm excited. I'm excited. I know what I'm capable of, and I just need to do my best and just enjoy myself. So I am really excited.
I don't think much makes you nervous anyway, because, I mean, we've seen you make your senior international debut at just the age of 17 years old, and you could only get better and better from there. No better way to look at experience than being put into the deep end. And I think you've had to swim with the sharks for most of your career.
I mean, I do get nervous at times, but like I love not being comfortable. So I think that's what helps me, and you get to see that I'm really enjoying myself. So I don't like being comfortable. So it really helps me in a lot of things.
What are some of the ambitions, though, that Glasgow do have? Yes, there's league games to be played. What for you is that they've spoken to you about that you feel is an addition to any other experience that you've had in any of the countries you've played in?
I feel like, I mean, people have seen my talent, but I feel like there's more to offer. And I think Glasgow is going to unleash that. And the other ambition is qualifying for the Champions League and getting to expose myself there. So, yeah, those are the ambitions.
World Cup ambitions and being better. Surely, not just you, but as the group of ladies that we see play, the group of ladies that went and brought back, the Africa Cup of Nations, for example, the reception that you got at the OR Tambo International Airport. I mean, surely getting as far as you can, not saying go and win the World Cup, we would love that, but getting as far as you can, and you've seen countries that went to play in Qatar in the World Cup. If you got to the quarterfinals, or if you were Morocco, you went back to Morocco, you had a ticker tape parade, it almost seemed like they had won the World Cup. Are those some of the things you dream about while in this journey at club level?
Those are the things that I dream about. You mentioned Morocco, and their fan base there is just amazing. It is just amazing, and I wish it's something that could happen in South Africa. I mean, we need South African football to grow, and not just players coming abroad, but we actually need players from this side to go to South Africa and get to experience the African flair that we have, you know. So yeah.
Do you discuss with the coaching team, for example, because I want to try and track down this game, I don't know, the streaming facilities that are available. Do they say, okay, Linda, you've just joined, so we'll start you off on the bench and bring you in maybe sometime in the second half? Good time for coaches is usually around the 65th minute, etc., just to test your endurance and adaptability and so on. Do you chat about that, or you have no idea who will be starting the game?
I mean, at the moment, I don't know if I'm going to start the game or not. But like I said, the coach has explained everything to me, how we play. So I have an idea of, even if I start, I have an idea of what I'm going to do. Or even if I come off the bench, I have an idea of what's happening or what's going to happen.
What's for supper tonight?
I wish I could say pop and milk, but yeah, we'll see. I'll see what's for supper today.
You know, I say that because that is such an integral part of the professional game in that part of the world that maybe you have to cobble load, hit some spaghetti bolognese or something like that.
Yes.
Is it something along those lines?
I'm cooking for myself, so it's a problem. But yeah, you need to eat healthy stuff this side. And I mean, like you said, I'm a sports person, so I need to check on what I'm eating all the time.
Bakutuzi Mkutuzi, we'll be keeping tabs on you. We'll be keeping a watch on your progress. Just know that as South Africans, and I'm sure you've seen on social media, the level of excitement that has been out there. We always honored, man. We always privileged to chat to you, see your growth, see you develop, see you shine. Don't ever dim your light. Linda, thank you so much for joining us right here on hashtag MSW.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you so much.
All right, what a champ, man. Follow her progress. Follow on social media.